My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
They said they don't want me back.
The sun is over.
I swear.
This morning.
Mama!
Oh my.
We played that at the end of the show. I'm assuming most of you at this point who are fans of the football team have heard that recorded a FaceTime conversation between Brandon Ayuk, the receiver of the San Francisco 49ers, and Jaden Daniels, the quarterback of our Washington Commanders. He posted it to TikTok, and he said to Jaden Daniels, quote, "They said they don't want me back," closed quote. Daniels responds, "That's it." And Ayuk said, "I swear," to which that prompted Jaden Daniels to scream out, "My boy," as if to, you know, say maybe there's a chance you could end up here in D.C. and we could reunite. Remember, the two of them played together at Arizona State when Jaden Daniels was a freshman. Ayuk was a senior. I think Brandon Ayuk, and we've talked about Brandon Ayuk for a while, I think he's right there on the top 10 list of receivers in the NFL. And I acknowledge and understand that it could be misleading. It could look stupid if you run a team without George Kittle, without Deebo Samuel, without Christian McCaffrey, without Kyle Shanahan scheming up the offense and calling the plays. But there's something I think very special about him. I think he is a nice-sized target. He's got great separation. He's got improved hands over the years. He's coming off a season that was his best, 75 catches, 1,342 yards, 7 touchdowns, 17.9 yards per reception. He is everything. He is a guy that goes over the middle. And doesn't fear doing that, and he can take the top off, and he's excellent after the catch. I think Ayuk is actually better than Terry McLaurin. It's hard to really, you know, have a strong opinion about that because Terry's been in a terrible situation, and he's produced at a high level with no quarterback, with no true number two, and with struggles with the play calling and the scheme during his career here. So, but would I want Brandon Ayuk if he were available? Yeah, I'd be very interested. I mean, tell me everything about the deal and tell me exactly what they're going to pay him. We can guess on that and then give you an answer. But yeah, I'm very interested. Now, you know, there's a lot going on here. We will have somebody on in about 15 minutes from San Francisco. Evan Giddings does a show for 95.7 The Game in Northern California. He'll come on with us at 10:20 this morning, so about 10, 12 minutes from now. But there's, to me, a big story is made out of this, you know, back and forth. Add to that, you know, Jeremy Fowler reported that talks between Ayuk and the 49ers had stalled. Ayuk's entering the final year of his rookie deal, if you didn't know. He wants a new contract. He wants one of those big ones that, you know, Justin Jefferson and Jalen Waddle and Amon-Ra St. Brown that the receivers are signing. Deebo Samuel's got 2 years left on his deal, and there's this idea that the 49ers may not be able to pay both of them. Dan Graziano reported on Monday, yesterday, discussed a contract extension, but they have not made any progress. I just have a hard time believing that the 49ers are going to trade either one of these two players. Because to me, if I'm in the 49ers' shoes, if I'm a 49ers fan, I'm like, what? What are you talking about? A second rounder we get back? A second and a fifth? A second and a fourth? We got a chance to win the Super Bowl this year. This guy's critical to what we've done here recently. We were within a whisker of winning the Super Bowl last year. We're going for it. We're trying to win a Super Bowl here. By the way, they're getting older in spots. You know, on defense in a couple of spots. Offensive line, couple of spots. You know, Debo's injuries, not always available. You know, I'm not talking about trading Ayuk if I'm a 49ers fan at all. Don't, unless you're giving me multiple ones, or unless you were going to give me a one in this last draft before the draft where I could draft Malik Nabers or Adunze, somebody like that. Okay, now we're talking about being able to immediately replace him and get some production even as a rookie at that position. I don't think they're going to trade him. He's got a year left on his rookie deal. Then they can franchise tag him next year if they want to do that. But if he's made available, yeah, as a Washington fan, you're damn right I'd be interested. You're putting him out there with Terry McLaurin. You're talking about two receivers on the same team that are, we were talking about NBA, debatable top five, that are debatable top 10 to top 15, top 12, 15 receivers. I think Ayuk's a little bit higher on the list. You know, I think he's pushing that second tier behind Jefferson, Hill, Chase. Do you want to put Jay Brown into that conversation? Maybe. I don't want to put CeeDee Lamb into that conversation personally, but he's in that next tier. He's in that next group. You know, if there are eight guys in that next group, he's probably in the, you know, somewhere in that group. He's good. He's been good, and he's getting better. But yeah, would I worry that it's all been part of how Kyle's offense makes everybody look good? And look, Kittle is an undeniable force at tight end. Deebo is one of the most versatile offensive players in the league. You've had a really solid offensive line, and you've got the best back in football. So they all are benefiting from each other's presence. And we don't know what it would be like here, but I like the player. I've always liked the player. I don't know enough about Brandon Ayuk, but the good news here is Adam Peters does, right? So if Adam Peters saw that he was available and likes him as a player and a person, then I would go for it. I would. Now, to me, there would be an extraordinary amount of competition for Brandon Ayuk if he's available. Same thing for Deebo. Deebo's got 2 years left on the deal. You're going to have to pay Ayuk. You've got lots of cap space. You've got the third most cap space in the league right now. You've got the projected fifth most cap space in the league next year. You've got room to pay him. Not Jefferson money. You don't have to pay him Jefferson money, but you got to get him to that $28 to $30 million AAV. You know, probably $100 million total in aggregate. Maybe a little bit more, $75, $80 million guaranteed. He's going to have to be in the top three or four when the deal is done. But, you know, today's overpayment is tomorrow's bargain. As Field Yates said to me many years ago, that's 2 years, he'll be barely in the top 10 contract-wise. So I would do it. You know, but that is relying on Adam Peters, who knows the player and the person. I just don't think the 49ers will do it. And I think if they did decide to do it, there'd be a lot of competition. The Pittsburgh Steelers come to mind, definitely. A team like New England comes to mind. They don't have anything, you know, for eventually Drake May.
Jacksonville was another team that I had seen the name kind of float out, and I looked at their roster, and I was like, I mean, that one makes sense. Trevor Lawrence doesn't really have a true number one right now.
With Ridley gone.
Yeah, Ridley gone. I don't know how you feel about Christian Kirk. I think he's fine, but he's not a true number
one.
He
played better than I thought he would play.
They were relying
on signed that deal.
Brian Thomas to step up, which is not a bad thing. LSU receivers seem to, but adding Brandon Ayuk to that.
That's who they have. They have Brian Thomas from LSU, and they've got Christian Kirk right now. That's it?
And Gabe Davis.
Oh, that's where Gabe Davis went?
Yeah, but it's a lot of, like, okay guys. You put Brandon Ayuk on there, well, you justify paying Trevor Lawrence nearly $300 million.
Right. They got some defensive talent on that team, that's for sure. So would you do it or not?
Oh, hell yeah. I'll take Brandon Ayuk. He automatically takes this offense from an offense that is going to be good this year, not great, but good, and gives them the potential to be great so long as Jaden Daniels ends up being who I think he's going to be, which I have a pretty strong feeling that he's going to end up being that guy. So, yes, I would absolutely do it.
You know, now is the time where you can do something like this, just like the Eagles did with A.J. Brown when Jalen Hurts was on the rookie contract deal. Now, we don't know what the Eagles knew about Jalen Hurts at the time that they made the A.J. Brown trade. We haven't seen Jaden Daniels take a snap yet in a real NFL game. So a little bit of cart before the horse on the quarterback, I understand. But now's the time to take advantage of these opportunities while you believe, and I think they believe this right now, and again, we don't know for sure until he starts playing games, but you got this QB on a rookie deal for at least 2 to 3 years. And so before you have to seriously consider, or you can't until after the third year anyway. So I think you give this guy every chance to succeed, and I think Ayuk is a big-time wide receiver. And I think him and he and remember, Terry, too, becomes a free agent after next year, 2025. I looked that up earlier. I'm pretty sure that that's right.
Yeah, there's an out in the contract where they can get out of it.
At the end of this year, but the actual contract takes him through 2025, right?
Right, but effectively you would then have to re-sign Terry after this year.
Yeah, right. Hold on, let me just see exactly. Terry's deal, this is slow here. So he signed that 3-year, $68 million contract with 53 guaranteed. So this is kind of the last year of the big money associated with that. Next year there's big money associated with it, but they can get out with effectively no big dead cap money that significantly reduces. And then 26, he is a free agent. So after the 25 season. So he's got 2 years left on this deal. But to your point, after this year and prior to next year, if you want Terry beyond, you're going to probably have to pay him. God, that came up quickly, didn't it?
That's what happens when the guy has no quarterback for his entire career here.
All right. Up next, we will go out to the Bay Area and talk with Evan Giddings and get the San Francisco perspective on Brandon Ayuk. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
They said they don't want me back. I swear.
We played that at the end of the show. I'm assuming most of you at this point who are fans of the football team have heard that recorded a FaceTime conversation between Brandon Ayuk, the receiver of the San Francisco 49ers, and Jaden Daniels, the quarterback of our Washington Commanders. He posted it to TikTok, and he said to Jaden Daniels, quote, "They said they don't want me back," closed quote. Daniels responds, "That's it." And Ayuk said, "I swear," to which that prompted Jaden Daniels to scream out, "My boy," as if to, you know, say maybe there's a chance you could end up here in D.C. and we could reunite. Remember, the two of them played together at Arizona State when Jaden Daniels was a freshman. Ayuk was a senior. I think Brandon Ayuk, and we've talked about Brandon Ayuk for a while, I think he's right there on the top 10 list of receivers in the NFL. And I acknowledge and understand that it could be misleading. It could look stupid if you run a team without George Kittle, without Deebo Samuel, without Christian McCaffrey, without Kyle Shanahan scheming up the offense and calling the plays. But there's something I think very special about him. I think he is a nice size target. He's got great separation. He's got improved hands over the years. He's coming off a season that was his best, 75 catches, 1,342 yards, 7 touchdowns, 17.9 yards per reception. He is everything. He is a guy that goes over the middle and doesn't fear doing that, and he can take the top off, and he's excellent after the catch. I think Ayuk is actually better than Terry McLaurin. It's hard to really, you know, have a strong opinion about that because Terry's been in a terrible situation, and he's produced at a high level with no quarterback, with no true number two, and with struggles with the play calling and the scheme during his career here. So, but would I want Brandon Ayuk if he were available? Yeah, I'd be very interested. I mean, tell me everything about the deal and tell me exactly what they're going to pay him. We can guess on that and then give you an answer. But yeah, I'm very interested. Now, you know, there's a lot going on here. We will have somebody on in about 15 minutes from San Francisco. Evan Giddings does a show for 95.7 The Game in Northern California. He'll come on with us at 10:20 this morning, so about 10, 12 minutes from now. But there's, to me, a big story is made out of this, you know, back and forth. Add to that, you know, Jeremy Fowler reported that talks between Ayuk and the 49ers had stalled. Ayuk's entering the final year of his rookie deal, if you didn't know. He wants a new contract. He wants one of those big ones that, you know, Justin Jefferson and Jalen Waddle and Amon-Ra St. Brown that the receivers are signing. Deebo Samuel's got 2 years left on his deal, and there's this idea that the 49ers may not be able to pay both of them. Dan Graziano reported on Monday, yesterday, they discussed a contract extension, but they have not made any progress. I just have a hard time believing that the 49ers are going to trade either one of these two players. Because to me, if I'm in the 49ers' shoes, if I'm a 49ers fan, I'm like, what? What are you talking about? A second rounder we get back? A second and a fifth? A second and a fourth? We got a chance to win the Super Bowl this year. This guy's critical to what we've done here recently. We were within a whisker of winning the Super Bowl last year. We're going for it. We're trying to win a Super Bowl here. By the way, they're getting older in spots, you know, in defense in a couple of spots, offensive line, couple of spots. You know, Debo's injuries, not always available. You know, I'm not talking about trading Ayuk if I'm a 49ers fan at all. Don't, unless you're giving me multiple ones, or unless you were going to give me a one in this last draft before the draft where I could draft Malik Nabers or Adunze, somebody like that, okay, now we're talking about being able to immediately replace him and get some production, even as a rookie at that position. I don't think they're going to trade him. He's got a year left on his rookie deal. Then they can franchise tag him next year if they want to do that. But if he's made available, yeah, as a Washington fan, you're damn right I'd be interested. You're putting him out there with Terry McLaurin. You're talking about two receivers on the same team that are, we were talking about NBA, debatable top five, that are debatable top 10 to top 15, top 12, 15 receivers. I think Ayuk's a little bit higher on the list. You know, I think he's pushing that second tier behind Jefferson, Hill, Chase. Do you want to put Jay Brown into that conversation? Maybe. I don't want to put CeeDee Lamb into that conversation personally, but he's in that next tier. He's in that next group. You know, if there are eight guys in that next group, he's probably in the, you know, somewhere in that group. He's good. He's been good, and he's getting better. But yeah, would I worry that it's all been part of how Kyle's offense makes everybody look good? And look, Kittle is an undeniable force at tight end. Debo is one of the most versatile offensive players in the league. You've had a really solid offensive line, and you've got the best back in football. So they all are benefiting from each other's presence. And we don't know what it would be like here, but I like the player. I've always liked the player. I don't know enough about Brandon Ayuk, but the good news here is Adam Peters does, right? So if Adam Peters saw that he was available and likes him as a player and a person, then I would go for it. I would. Now, to me, there would be an extraordinary amount of competition for Brandon Ayuk if he's available. Same thing for Debo. Debo's got 2 years left on the deal. You're going to have to pay Ayuk. You've got lots of cap space. You've got the third most cap space in the league right now. You've got the projected fifth most cap space in the league next year. You've got room to pay him. Not Jefferson money. You don't have to pay him Jefferson money, but you got to get him to that $28 to $30 million AAV. You know, probably $100 million total in aggregate. Maybe a little bit more, $75, $80 million guaranteed. He's going to have to be in the top three or four when the deal is done. But, you know, today's overpayment is tomorrow's bargain. As Field Yates said to me many years ago, that's 2 years, he'll be barely in the top 10 contract-wise. So I would do it. You know, but that is relying on Adam Peters, who knows the player and the person. I just don't think the 49ers will do it. And I think if they did decide to do it, there'd be a lot of competition. The Pittsburgh Steelers come to mind, definitely. A team like New England comes to mind. They don't have anything, you know, for eventually Drake May.
Jacksonville was another team that I had seen the name kind of float out, and I looked at their roster, and I was like, I mean, that one makes sense. Trevor Lawrence doesn't really have a true number one right now.
With Ridley gone.
Yeah, Ridley gone. I don't know how you feel about Christian Kirk. I think he's fine, but he's not a true number one.
He played better than I thought he would play.
They're relying
on signed that deal.
Brian Thomas to step up, which is not a bad thing. LSU receivers seem to, but adding Brandon Ayuk to that.
That's who they have. They have Brian Thomas from LSU, and they've got Christian Kirk right now. That's it?
And Gabe Davis.
Oh, that's where Gabe Davis went?
Yeah, but it's a lot of, like, okay, guys, you put Brandon Ayuk on there, well, you justify paying Trevor Lawrence nearly $300 million.
Right. They got some defensive talent on that team, that's for sure. So would you do it or not?
Oh, hell yeah. I'll take Brandon Ayuk. He automatically takes this offense from an offense that is going to be good this year, not great, but good, and gives them the potential to be great so long as Jaden Daniels ends up being who I think he's going to be, which I have a pretty strong feeling that he's going to end up being that guy. So, yes, I would absolutely do it.
You know, now is the time where you can do something like this, just like the Eagles did with A.J. Brown when Jalen Hurts was on the rookie contract deal. Now, we don't know what the Eagles knew about Jalen Hurts at the time that they made the A.J. Brown trade. We haven't seen Jaden Daniels take a snap yet in a real NFL game. So a little bit of cart before the horse on the quarterback, I understand. But now's the time to take advantage of these opportunities while you believe, and I think they believe this right now, and again, we don't know for sure until he starts playing games, but you got this QB on a rookie deal for at least 2 to 3 years. And so before you have to seriously consider, or you can't until after the third year anyway. So I think you give this guy every chance to succeed, and I think Ayuk is a big-time wide receiver. And I think him and he, remember, Terry too is becomes a free agent after next year, 2025. I looked that up earlier. I'm pretty sure that that's right.
Yeah, there's an out in the contract where they can get out of it
at the end of this year, but the actual contract takes him through 2025, right?
Right, but effectively, you would then have to re-sign Terry after this year.
Yeah, right. Hold on, let me just see exactly Terry's deal. This is slow here. So he signed that 3-year, $68 million contract with 53 guaranteed. So this is kind of the last year of the big money associated with that. Next year, there's big money associated with it, but they can get out with effectively no big dead cap money. That significantly reduces. And then 26. He is a free agent, so after the 25 season. So he's got 2 years left on this deal. But to your point, after this year and prior to next year, if you want Terry beyond, you're going to probably have to pay him. God, that came up quickly, didn't it?
That's what happens when the guy has no quarterback for his entire career here.
All right. Up next, we will go out to the Bay Area and talk with Evan Giddings get the San Francisco perspective on Brandon Ayuk. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.